Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, 25th of March. Happy hump day to you, PJ.
Happy how are you day.
What's your story?
Ah, yeah, you know yourself, flat out there, sir. Loads going on. Busy end of the world.
Did I interrupt? Were you in the middle of something or anything in your
no, I'm trying
your special
to,
place?
I just someone's been fiddling with me machine, so I don't understand.
Why do they interfere with your room so much?
Yeah, I don't know. They interfere.
I tell you, I mean, in this time of you know restrictions and everything, you'd imagine they could put a sign up on your door.
It's outrageous, so it is.
It's outrageous.
Outrageous. I'm just trying to be figuring it out.
Yeah.
Somebody has to go and be outrageous.
Outrageous about the whole thing. It's terrible. Anyway, listen, welcome along, folks. 9 minutes past 6 o'clock. Spare a thought this morning, PJ, for poor old Pa the Plasterer.
What happened to him?
He's feeling very sad because his golf course closed last night.
Ah, Japers, Pa.
I was wondering about that, actually, with golf courses, for example. Because obviously,
I've seen lads out with the bats all the time up our way.
Well, there you go. Now, obviously, the clubhouse,
yeah,
you can understand that'd have to be knocked on the head. Sure, that's like a pub.
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed in there, really, yeah.
But I was wondering about the course. Would they close courses? Because, you know, like, heck, they're... Golf courses are huge, big things.
I know.
It's very rare you see lads together on a golf course, because normally one lad has lashed it off into the forest on one side,
and
the other lad's lashed it off into a spare field on the other side, and they're nowhere near each other.
And then there's someone who might be good.
One lad who's good is actually on the fairway.
And he's never near anyone. I know.
But certainly that's my experience of golf.
I thought it might be safe enough, but I think...
Golf would be the easiest thing in the world for me to keep social distancing. I'd never be near any of my playing partners.
Yeah,
I'm never even on the right hole.
You wouldn't even be in the course. You'd be just sitting in the car, dreading going in. I think the directive that all sport has to cease, I think, is probably what killed it there yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. All gatherings, absolutely. Anyway, sorry about that, Pa. We'll do our best to try and cheer you up this morning. Thanks for giving us a shout. If you want to get in touch this morning, folks, and hi to everybody who's already been on, appreciate that. 087-188-0008. You can give us a shout. We're about to take on the birthdays. Few good ones, few interesting ones, especially for you today, PJ.
Oh, very good, yeah.
Mm, your areas of expertise, you know.
Teddy, come in here,
Wilson Phillips, Hold On, here are Classic Hits, just 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning to you, folks. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, here are Classic Hits on this Wednesday, 14 minutes, as I say, past 6 o'clock. And PJ about to take on the birthdays, celebrity birthdays for today. Right, you good to go?
Yeah, but before we do...
Right.
We're going to have to change what I win. Because the last thing I want anymore is a day off.
That's a good point, actually.
So I'm going to have a think about that over... And I'm going to come back with an answer by Friday. And if I win today, I'm taking it. So how about that?
Them's the rules. I just made them up and that's the way they're going to be.
Them's the rules. You're in your room. I'm in my room. Mike is sitting in some field in Lucan. That's the way it's going to be.
He's in a greenhouse. He's not in a field.
Well, it's
in a greenhouse.
Yeah, greenhouse. That's what I used to call it when I was an underage physio.
Yeah, Mike's in his secret hideout
somewhere. Yeah, he's hiding somewhere.
Yeah, actually, that's a good shout now. That's a good shout. Any suggestions, by the way, if anybody wanted to make any suggestions as to what PJ's prize could be...
I think the two of you have to whip in together and get me a nice food delivery to the house. How about that? A takeaway for a Friday or something.
Wait a second. I don't mind you having time off, but I mean, I don't think it should cost me money.
Well, don't just Jeopardy, Jim. Can you feel the Jeopardy already?
So does that mean that every time you don't win, you buy us takeaways?
Don't be ridiculous. I'm the casino, you're the gamblers.
Oh my God. Ever since we let him have his own room, the power has gone to his head.
Well, I have all this.
And he's accessed the buttons as well, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You could literally play things.
Well, I'm trying. Yeah, I can do some stuff. I don't know if mine are real, though.
No, they are real.
If I press that now, Charlie's eating me finger with that button that you have written that on.
Charlie's eating me finger.
Friday's eating Charlie, it says. Sorry.
I don't know what the heck you're on. Yeah. Anyway.
You haven't got the fader up anyway. I pressed it there. Look, nothing happened.
That's grand. That's the best way to have it.
Yeah. Sorry, go on. Yes.
Right, so listen. We'll get stuck into the birthdays. We were chatting about this guy the other day because we were talking about the Lion King being left out of the great Disney movies. Sir Elton John is celebrating his birthday today.
Is he really?
Yes, he is.
You little tanty squirt, you. I tell you something.
Legend.
Have you ever known anyone to be as upset to be making millions in your whole life?
I've never known anybody to embrace divaism more.
As much, yeah, yeah. He almost,
you know, normally most people regard that as a bit of an insult. You know what I mean? You call somebody a bit of a diva.
Yeah, and they'd be like, excuse me, oh yeah.
I mean, he literally made, what was the name of that documentary he made about his life? Was it called?
I don't know.
Tiaras and Tantrums. Yeah, yeah, tantrums and tiaras and stuff, yeah.
Ah, yes.
Like it's like he embraces the madness of it all.
So he loves being a pain in the arse.
Pretty much.
Yeah, he loves it.
Loves nothing better than smacking his Gucci hand case off the tarmac.
Off the tarmac. If Niall Boylan was a singer, he'd be Elton John. Loving going around annoying people. Loving it.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that Elton John then, he's not a young man. And he was talking about, isn't he in halfway through his 5-year retirement? You'll never get a chance to see me again tour.
That's correct. Because he wants to be closer to his family.
Yeah, yeah. Which he has no idea.
By going the other side of the world.
Jackass. I'm going to say he's 76.
Not bad. 73.
Oh, okay.
73. Right, one for you. Why the long face? Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, come on, old Sarah Jessica. Oh, I tell you, that was a great old show.
She was Sex in the City.
Sex in the City. Oh, that was a great old show. It was.
And of course, does she spend time in Ireland because of Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, they have a house in Donegal.
Yeah.
And the young lad's mad into GAA.
Oh, there you go.
He goes around in the Donegal jersey and they go to the games and all, yeah.
Ah, fair play.
I know,
so she'd spend a fair bit of time in Ireland.
I know, and like...
she could be listening to us as we speak.
And being Donegal fans, they're all for the ruination of a bit of sport.
So she'd be loving them at the moment.
She'd be loving it, yeah. Donegal, she'd be there going, it's great being a Donegal supporter because you get soccer scores when your team plays. Donegal beat Monaghan 2-0. I'm being unfair now. So she's... Matthew Broderick. She's married to him. Ferris.
Now, you were a big fan. Sex and the City was the big one,
wasn't
it?
Great old show, yeah. Better than Ferris Bueller, even. Yeah,
really?
I said it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I said it.
Crazy.
She's 48.
She's 55, man.
Bloody hell.
55.
Wow.
Sarah Jessica Parker. Right, and then the other one that's right up your street because you love your boxing. I mean, we've literally given you all your favourites so far this morning.
You have, yeah.
And you haven't managed
haven't
to deliver.
Haven't done very well with them.
You love your boxing. Vladimir Klitschko.
Klitschko, all right.
Celebrating his birthday today.
Big, mad Ukrainian
hard. What's the other one called? There's Vladimir and there's... You know, there was the Klitschko brothers. What's the other one?
Oh, yeah, Tyson. Mike Tyson.
Not exactly. It doesn't matter.
Kalashnikov. Kalashnikov. Kalashnikov Klitschko.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, that's
why didn't I think of that?
That's him. Kalashnikov Klitschko.
Yeah.
That's hard to say. Say that. Say Kalashnikov Klitschko 5 times in a row. I bet you can't.
So it's his brother anyway, Vladimir.
Vladimir.
He was the better one, wasn't he? He was the better boxer, Vladimir.
I think so, yeah. He's still young enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I got 34. No, 37.
44.
Half a jeepers arse. This isn't going well for me at all. See, I'm after making myself nervous, thinking that I might win something from your pocket.
That you actually want.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Right, what about this one? One to bring you back to your childhood. Well, certainly brings me back to my childhood. I used to love this show. Paul Michael Glaser. Do you know who that is?
No, I don't know.
Paul Michael Glaser is better known to you and I as Starsky.
Oh, my God.
From Starsky and Hutch.
Wow.
I used to love that show.
Oh, what a
Saturday nights
show.
Saturday nights for me were Match of the Day when I was a kid. Match of the Day and Starsky and Hutch.
Brilliant.
I can't remember which came first. I think it was Match of the Day and then Starsky.
I can't remember. But weren't they great
it
shows?
It was just... Oh, I lived for that.
Oh, it was amazing. The car was the
Torino
star of the show. The
Grand
Torino with the white stripe up the side. Yeah. And then every so often Huggy Bear just walking in being ridiculous.
And everybody had it was like a blur Oasis thing. Everybody had their favourite.
Yeah.
Starsky was mine.
Starsky was totally my favourite.
Yeah.
He was the sort of renegade one with the leather jacket.
Exactly.
And I don't know how he did it, but he made a perm look alright. He was the fella.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the chap. Yeah, the other lad was too much of a...
Too clean cut.
Yeah, listen.
Yeah.
Starsky, we gotta do this the right way or no way. And Starsky's like, hey, I don't care. I just bought some dope off Huggy Bear. Let's smoke it in the boot of the Torino.
Oh,
it was a great show.
Huggy Bear, yeah. My God, he was brilliant as well.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah. He was so ridiculous. He was
Paul
the
Michael
Snoop
Glazer.
Dogg of his time, really.
Exactly. And Snoop played him then.
In the remake.
The remake was shocking.
Stupid. As mostly they are.
Right. Now, this is not a young man nowadays.
No, he's not. No, he's definitely not. He's 76.
Oh, so close, 77.
Ah, 77. Happy birthday, Starsky.
Starsky, you're the man. Right, and then I tell you what, I had a bonus thing in here at the end, right, in case you got close, because one of the other favourite shows, right, when Sex and the City was no more, of course, you moved on to...
Oh, Desperate Housewives.
Yes, you did. And there's two from Desperate Housewives celebrating their birthday today.
Deadly.
There's Brenda Strong...
Right.
There's Marcia Cross.
I'm going to need some character names now.
Okay, so apparently Brenda Strong played Mary Alice Young.
Right.
Who was the narrator.
That's right, yeah. Who was the one that it was all about, really, yeah.
Marcia Cross played Bree Hodge.
Oh, yeah.
The flame-haired Bree
Hodge.
Bree
was my favourite, yeah. Trying to keep up all the appearances. And everything falling apart in the background.
I'll have to take your word for it. I never saw it.
Up to all sorts. Oh, jeepers. She was the greatest.
I never saw an episode of it.
Oh, it was very good.
So there you go. So you've got two from your favourite show, Desperate Housewives.
Right, well, I think the first one is younger, I think. And I'll take a stab.
No, she's not.
Oh, jeez. This is going well, isn't it?
And I tell you what, I'll help you along. Brenda Strong, who plays Mary Alice Young, it's a significant birthday for her.
All right, so she's 50. No,
she's 60. Ugh. And the other one, Marcia Cross, is slightly younger.
Right. So 58.
58, yes.
Right.
Well done.
Spoon fed that. Doesn't feel like a victory at all now.
And now you're up to date on the home of PJ and Jim. Waking up happy weekdays from 6 a.m. This is Classic Hits.
Thanks a million, Tara. 6:34. How are you?
Sure, grand. Ticking along, huh?
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Anything going on in your world?
Yeah.
We're all hoping to live vicariously through each other.
Through somebody else.
Did you do anything exciting?
No, is the answer. No. I went for a walk again, trying to avoid everyone around me.
It's hard.
It's like slalom, is it?
It is like slalom.
It is a bit like slalom. Yeah, I was down your patch actually yesterday, PJ. Oh, I went down Dolly Mount.
That's all right.
Just don't be
coming near us, right?
No, I won't.
That's all right.
No, yeah. But that's it. That's like the highlight
What's the story with Dolly Mount then? Was that one of the ones that came under this thing yesterday? Are beaches, what's the story there?
No, beaches are okay for the moment.
For the moment, are they okay?
Practice extreme caution, practice your social distancing or physical distancing as they've now rebranded it.
And if you turn up at the beach and there's 3,000 people there or the car park's full, go somewhere else. Go home.
Go home.
Don't go somewhere else. Basically, if you are beaten to it, you are beaten to it. Go home. That's it. I think that's the guidelines anyway.
That's madness.
But then there's still yahoos out there. I had to go to the pharmacy yesterday. And eventually I just went home and rang them.
Yeah.
I tried ringing them. I couldn't get through. I had to email them in the end. But I was there going, there's too many yokes all standing right next to each other at the entrance there. So it was too
scary. Hanging and waiting to get into the shop.
Too scary, man.
Yeah.
Too scary. Oh, is there an effect this? And then I'm trying to walk under cars and crawling over cars.
There was a time when, you'd only be afraid of people that had a certain look. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'd look at somebody and you'd think that somebody looked a bit scary, like they might be a bit,
Yeah.
Whatever, they'd be a dangerous type.
Now, everyone's a suspect.
Literally everybody. So some little old lady somewhere is like, oh, give her a wide berth.
And if you hear a cough.
Oh my God, you're running a mile.
Then you're afraid of, maybe I'm going to give something to her as well. You know that way? Even though you feel completely fine.
Stay away from me. I could be dangerous.
Everybody stay away from each other.
Oh, it's a bizarre world. Thanks, Tara. 25 to 7, 087-188-0008, by the way, if you want to give us a shout at any stage this morning. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim, by the way. Nick Kershaw, wouldn't it be good? Here at Classic Hits, almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. Wednesday, hump day, 25th of March. Nick Kershaw, nice guy.
Yeah, nice fella. Well, he was nice to you.
It was nice to us. We both interviewed him.
Yeah, and then I interviewed him again on my own about a year after.
You snuck off behind me back and interviewed Nick Kershaw on your own.
No, you fucked off. I was left here on my own. You were on your holidays.
Oh, right.
And he wasn't.
Why did you choose to end an interview?
No time for me at all. No well, time I mean, to me at all.
He was probably on holidays himself.
He wasn't.
He's probably thinking, what are you doing talking to me without Jim?
I couldn't believe
You're
it.
You're not allowed to do anything in your career without Jim.
Maybe you were on holidays with him and you told him to take the call. Maybe that's
what happened. He showed me the phone. He went,
look at
DJ fella call. I said, look, just fob him off, will you?
It was unreal.
Fob him off quick because it's your round.
I remember meeting him. I remember him on the phone to the two of us and the two of you getting on great. And it was all, tell us about the riddle and everything all the time. And then I was like, how are you, Nick? How's it going? Seamus. Somebody's disappointed Jim isn't around.
Come here, tell you, talking about disappointment. Check this out. Brian the trucker's been on, right? Lads, here's the joy of being a trucker at the moment. Key worker, in inverted commas. I work away from my family 5 to 6 days a week and only now not to be able to go to the toilet. He's literally sent us a photograph. A lot of the places that he would not, I suppose service stations or whatever.
Oh, he never thought of it. All the service stations are all still open.
Yeah, exactly. But he's saying a lot of them seem to be closing the jacks. I assume it's a staff thing or something.
Oh, for the feckin' virus sharing and all. Yeah.
And so as a result, like literally he's going into places and the toilets in them are closed.
Ah, jeepers.
That's mad.
Ah, for God's sake, that's brutal. What's he supposed to do?
Exactly, what is he supposed to do?
If you see a trucker having a slash at the side of the road, give him a honk of support.
Yeah. Is that a line from song? If you see a trucker standing by the road, letting go his load.
Pull your string and honk for support.
That's terrible. God, Brian, no, that genuinely, all joking aside, that's bad.
Brutal.
Say to you. I don't know what to tell you, man. That's extraordinary. I don't know why that's going on or what they expect people to do.
Maybe it's their Jack's roll rationing again.
Exactly, yeah. Now, come here, listen. There's two very significant announcements to be made today, okay? Substantial is the only way to describe them. They're very significant announcements. One is on the way at 9 o'clock. So literally we're doing that thing that PJ hates.
We're doing an announcement about an announcement.
Yeah, we're making an announcement now that there will be an announcement at 9 o'clock this morning.
This sort
from
of carry
Classic
on
Hits.
Does in my head.
I know, yeah. I thought you'd enjoy that.
Yeah.
So we're literally telling you, we're making an announcement. There will be an announcement at around 9 o'clock this
As
morning.
As regards the show now, it's not a public health announcement.
No, it's a Classic Hits thing. So that's on the way at 9. The other major significant announcement, and at this point we're going to go live to the greenhouse in Lucan, where Magic Mike is. Now Magic Mike is there, but ladies and gentlemen of Ireland, Magic Mike is there, but his beard is not.
Yeah.
Magic, I know. Good
Magic Mike
morning.
Has removed his beard. What are you doing, Michael?
The old social isolation isn't treating you too well, is it?
I don't know. I just decided, lads, after about 10 years of having a beard, that it was time to get rid of it. It's the social isolation. It's given me too much time to think. And, it's down the sink. It's gone. I'm a baby face. I'm a different person.
I tell you something. You've got to go and check out Mike's Instagram and Twitter and stuff, because it's extraordinary.
It's extraordinary.
He looks about 12.
Yeah.
So you get it. Mike, you're on Twitter, you're Mike Hogan Media, are you, or is that Instagram?
No, Instagram, I'm Mike Hogan Radio, actually.
Right.
So you can check it out there. And you can see also the abuse I'm getting for it.
Brilliant.
From people like yourself telling me I look about 15 or 17. I don't know at this stage. I don't know at this stage in my life whether to take that as a compliment or not, to be frank.
Yeah, I know. I prefer it. I think you look better, to be honest.
You prefer him clean shaven.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I just don't know. I don't know if I can trust a man to run the show who looks like he's only just come out of school.
every time my missus catches a glimpse of me, she's like, oh, jeez, I can't look at you. I'm like, oh, for God's sake. I can't get over this.
That's fantastic.
I can't look at you.
You're not the man I married. Yeah. Are you a son? Yeah,
would you not get a marker or a pen and just colour it back in?
You're going to have to wear a fake one till it grows again, Michael. That's brilliant. Anyway, go and check it out, right? Go and check it out on Mike's... can we put it up, Mike? Will you put it up in the Classic Hits one as well?
Yeah, well, I stick it up on Facebook now because that's going to launch me into a whole world of abuse. But
yeah,
I don't mind.
Please
I don't
do.
Mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm
dying to see the abuse.
You can check it out there because there you go. One of the two major announcements today. Magic Mike is now beardless. For the first time in 10 years.
Unreal. Like this, it's a big deal. It's as if Jerry Adams got rid of his beard.
Yeah.
That's what it's like. It's a very significant shaving.
There's a comparison you thought you'd never get, Michael. Yeah. That's for sure.
Actually, do you know what? That's a decent one, actually. Famous, maybe, not that I'm famous, but other people who've gotten rid of their beards. I suppose Joe Duffy is another one.
Oh, did he get rid of his beard?
I never knew he had a beard.
Yeah. Actually, now that you mention it,
yes,
I didn't even know he had a beard.
I never knew he had a beard. When did he do that?
You're like, joking me.
In the 70s or something, did he got rid of it?
No, he did it only about 5 years ago. He was famous for his beard, Joe Duffy was.
I never knew he had a beard. Never
come here, Michael. Yeah. Are you finding it weird yourself, like, when you see yourself in the mirror or when you go to...
Yeah.
Well, obviously, you're not touching your face in the current crisis, but you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I'm trying, but failing greatly on that thing. But,
does it feel weird? Is your face cold, like...
Yeah, no, it is weird. It is definitely weird. I feel like I have so much hair on my head. As in, you know what I mean?
Typical. He had to get it kicking in, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah. Look at that. Take that, Jim.
No, it's just because I haven't been able to get a haircut, obviously. So I feel like I have a giant mop on top, and yeah, I look like a baby face. It's weird, but I'll get used to it.
Fantastic. Right, look, he's going to pop it up on Facebook and stuff like that. You can check it out on his own Instagram and Twitter as well. And you can see the new youthful-looking Magic Mike.
Yeah, I tell you. I think it's much better. Well done, Mike.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
There you go.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Jim, I'm not too sure that you're giving me any compliments.
Yeah, I don't think he's feeling very supportive yet.
Mike Hogan Jr. is now running the show. All right, Mike, listen, we'll check in with you later on because, of course, in about an hour's time, Mike's going to give us the lowdown on the hit bits, whether you get it right or wrong. We're going to be playing for it in an hour's time. What is it today?
570 quid.
Yeah. 570 on the hit bits. So that's on the way in about an hour's time. We've got the breakfast table quiz. Meath in our All-Ireland Championship. Meath are top of the leaderboard.
9 to beat there. So.
Score of 9. So we need somewhere other than Meath and Dublin to play today. That'll happen at about 10 to 9 this morning. And then, as I say, there's a significant announcement on the way at 9 o'clock this morning, if you're with us for that as well.
And it's got nothing to do with anybody's head.
No.
It's just an announcement about the show.
Calm down, everybody. Calm down. Phil Collins and Two Hearts, here are Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's Wednesday morning, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. How we doing, folks? Hopefully you're in decent form. Whatever it is that's going on for you, work, rest or play today. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. Yeah, it's not very often you get to hear a sports theme nowadays because there isn't
any.
Because
there is none. That's why we're talking about it even more. Because there's literally nothing to watch.
Everything's nostalgia. Have you noticed that? Everything is like retro or, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
We're showing a classic game from 1984.
I have noticed that.
Have you noticed all that?
And also what...
Look backs and everything.
Yeah, and what I've noticed as well is how this sports star is surviving self-isolation.
Yeah.
You know, there's loads of that sort of stuff.
Must be awful being a multi-millionaire sports star.
Yeah, yeah. There's a few, though, of the local sports stars. There's one of your man Jack Byrne from Shamrock Rovers there in RTE yesterday.
Right.
And you just, it just shows you how they're struggling to write about sport in Ireland.
Yeah.
Because that's all it is. It's like, so how are you getting on through the virus? And he's kind of like, yeah, I'm all right. So, you know.
I mean, like, this must be the ultimate nightmare for...
And I eat me breakfast and...
The ultimate nightmare for Sky Sports News. I mean, literally...
Yeah, I know.
A channel set up for the purpose of sports news.
Of course,
and there isn't any.
And there's nothing to be added.
And all they're doing is like... Basically, it's just their news bulletins... Relating it to as best they can to sport,
and it's rolling like it's a yeah.
Just constantly about the Olympics is off, the European Championships is off.
Sports news is now going.
Sport
a man
is
who
off.
Was a member of his local tennis club has been caught doing a burglary. You know, it's getting to that level. But that does mean, like you said, nostalgia becomes a thing. So they've compiled a list now of what they say are the greatest sports people of any discipline of all time. The top 30 they have made, right?
Well, right.
Obviously, we're not going to go through the 30. It's too many.
Yeah.
But we can go from, which I suppose top 10 is enough because that's where all the controversy is going to lie.
I'm looking at this list here, right? And my list, unless somebody's done something funny to my
now,
list. It goes 1, 2, 3, 10...
Oh, for God's sake. What in the name of God is going on there?
I don't know. Are they listed,
one, two,
are they
three,
listed
ten.
Above? Oh, no, I tell you what it is. They're listed above. Is that what it is?
What do you mean?
In other words, you see the little writing bit above the actual list. I think the other ones are in there, are they? No?
Jeez, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know what you're saying to me now. Listed above. What do you mean listed above?
Look, you just do it whatever way you want to do it.
I tell you what, for safety's sake, let's do the top three, because they're the ones we definitely know we have.
Exactly.
Now, honestly, you know that this list has been affected by Americans, right? Yeah. You know that Americans have been all over this thing, right? So, number three. Now, this is of all time, right?
Yeah, and across all sports.
And across all sports. Number three, I think the people of Ireland would all agree, Wayne Gretzky. Ice hockey fame.
Ice hockey legend.
What? Like, I don't want to be a smarty
pants. I know the way you slag off rugby, right? You know the way you slag off rugby because you claim only five countries play it.
I know.
Which is untrue for a start. But anyway, surely to God, ice hockey.
I know.
I mean, how many countries play ice hockey?
Like two, is this? Three, maybe. they're all very big countries.
Yeah.
The United States and Canada, and the Russians are mad for it, aren't they?
But I mean, yeah.
But Wayne Gretzky, come on, we're talking global sport here. And Wayne Gretzky, just to put this in perspective, has beaten Messi.
Lionel Messi and Ronaldo.
Maradona.
I mean, football, the most played sport in the world.
Yeah, there's none of them even in the top three. There's no footballers.
Yeah.
And more as a shock, there's not even one GAA player. How Pat Spillane didn't make this list is beyond me. Number two, I think, is pretty obvious that we all knew Muhammad Ali was going to make the top three. That's just the way
it is. I think he should have, for me, he should have been number one.
For me, he should have been number one, yeah. Like, we've never had someone as charismatic, as brilliant at what they do, who lasted as long as they did, who was such a big star inside and out. This is how you define a real sports star, if you ask me, right?
Okay. I'll ask you, will I?
Yeah.
PJ, how do you define a real sports star?
Thank you for asking, Jim. I believe you define a real sports star because they become bigger than the sport they are already in.
Yeah.
So that's how I think. So you may know nothing at all about boxing, but you'll know about Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, yeah.
You may know nothing at all about motorcycle racing, but you'll know of Valentino Rossi. You may know nothing at all about F1, but you'll know about Michael Schumacher.
Yeah.
That to me is the real deal.
I mean, he was known as the greatest. That was his thing.
The GOAT, yeah. The greatest of all time, yeah. Now, he did call himself that. I know self-praise, they say, is no praise. But I think this might be the only case where it was deserved.
Where it was accurate.
Yeah. Yeah. And that means number one, according to the Americans, because although he was amazing.
Well, I mean, to be fair, he would fulfil the criteria you're talking about.
He would, yeah, that he was bigger than a sport, and he went on to do other sports.
Well, you know.
Not very successful.
Isn't he the one that the whole air?
So it's like, Michael Jordan. Yeah, Michael Jordan. Yeah, he started all.
I mean, the man had runners named after him.
I know.
Michael Jordan. I get it. In terms of an icon,
huge,
a brand,
worldwide.
Movie
star.
I still don't think though that I still don't think he should be above Ali.
No, definitely not.
In my
not.
Opinion.
And then I still don't think he should be above Stephen Cluxton. But look, that's me.
I mean, there's some of the ones that are in here as well. Like Babe Ruth, again, that's a very American one.
Very
for
American
baseball
on the
people.
List.
Bruce Lee makes it in at number 13.
But was he a sports star, was he?
Well, I mean, I suppose.
See, this is why I think this is
a very
American.
I suppose before he was a film star, he must have. Was he?
Don't think he was famous before that, was he?
Maybe not, yeah.
Like, it is a very Americanist. Who's Georgie Howe for Lugnade? And Jerry Rice and Jimmy Brown.
And Wilt Chamberlain.
Now, Jerry Rice and Jimmy Brown sound like two lads sitting down a local pub, giving out about, not being allowed out,
I'm sorry, I know you're a huge fan, but John Cena, from the WWE, it's not even a sport.
You're in trouble now.
They're actors, for
you're
God's sake.
You're in trouble now.
It's fake.
Oh, my God. You know you're going to have people. You've literally hit the biggest nerve ever of wrestling fans. They're going to be texting. Wait, you see the messages.
There are no giant haystacks, I can tell you.
Oh, my God. You're in so much trouble. Wait, you see the messages. Fake. I suppose when there was blood pumping out of Gorilla Man's head.
Gorilla Man.
I don't know them today. I suppose that was fake. You're going to get all of that now. Oh, you're in big trouble now.
Good.
Yeah.
So we don't agree with any of them.
No, I don't agree with any of them.
Except Muhammad Ali, except he's in the wrong spot.
He should be number one.
He should be number one, yeah. Absolutely, I agree.
definitely. I mean, if you were to take, say, the best of Irish one.
Well, who should be? Who should be, you know, if for Ali, for us? Let us know. 087-188-0008.
Best in the world.
Yeah, Eternal, I want to be the only one here at Classic Hits. It's almost 20 past 7. Thank you for waking up happy with BJ and Jim. Thank you for all the WhatsApps as well. 087-188-0008. A few good shouts in here, actually, to fair, right? Not all of them you'll agree with. John Heavey was on, was saying, Jim, what about Sir Steve Redgrave? It was his birthday the other day. We were talking about this guy. Five Olympic gold medal, or sorry.
Yeah.
Five Olympic golds and something else as well.
See,
or
that's
whatever.
That's what you're talking about, isn't it? When you talk about of all time, that's the sort of name you're looking
and
at.
And also, John mentions, who in fairness we forgot to mention, he is actually included in the top five, is Michael Phelps. The swimmer.
Oh, he is, yeah, he is in the top five, yeah.
So he is in there, actually,
He's a freak
John.
Of nature. Like, I still think there's a debate about whether he's actually a human or not.
yeah, whether he has propellers for feet.
Do you remember when they did that breakdown in the last Olympics and they took his body and showed how he is kind of superhuman?
Yeah.
So his arms are much longer than average arms and is making his span bigger and his... the length of his feet and all. He's a freak. He's an absolute freak.
So Michael Phelps does make it in, to be fair, or whatever. But the couple of the other good shouts as well. Somebody says Tiger Woods. Now, if you use the criteria you use for somebody who's bigger than their own sport...
Tiger Woods, it definitely is there,
across the, and I mean, you know, there's no golfers. If not Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus. You know what I mean? Like 16 majors.
Tiger Woods is definitely... Well, Jack Nicklaus, has he done them 16?
He's more, yeah. He's got more majors than Woods.
Does he?
Yeah.
And
the other good shout as well was, and again, probably wouldn't prove that popular, but again, if you want to talk about somebody who just, you know, dominated, Phil the Power Taylor in darts.
In darts!
I mean, in many blooming world championships did he win?
I don't know.
20 of them or something, did he?
I don't want to be rude about darts now. I don't want to be rude about darts. And I think darts is a great bit of crack and everything.
Yeah.
But
you don't think it's a sport.
We're talking about the of all time. I don't know. Considering they were back in the day, you were still allowed to be half cut. When you were playing the game and everything.
They should be included on their mental arithmetic alone.
Yeah,
that'd be enough.
That's the real
that'd
achievement of people that
and
play darts.
The other one, somebody just said, like, I mean, the fact of, you know, no footballers making it in at all into the top 10 is weird, but Diego Maradona.
Yeah.
You know, Pele.
I know.
Pele not getting a mention in dispatches.
And the Messis and Ronaldo. So I think we're watching two of the greatest sports stars of all time.
Yeah.
Right now. We're living through it. Well, we're not watching them these weeks, obviously, but you know what I mean.
Your favourite, Eddie the Eagle.
Ah, yeah. I love Eddie the Eagle. He was so bad, but he still got to the Olympics.
Yeah. And the other thing that somebody mentioned as well, of course, is that's before you take in the non-human sports stars. Like,
I'd never thought of that.
Red Rum.
Never thought of that. That's very true. Sea biscuit and all.
There you go.
Little sea biscuit should be included.
Ah, that's it. We've decided that list's officially rubbish.
I'll never forget that. I was living with a fella and I came home one day in the gaff and he was sitting there crying. And I was like, what's wrong? Did I ever tell you that? He was crying, he was in bits. And he's there, I was watching sea biscuit. Oh my God, he goes... He's only a little fella.
So there you go. No sign of sea biscuit in it. So there, somebody said Jack Nicklaus has 18 majors. That's pretty impressive. And Phil Taylor is a 17-time world champion.
Blimey.
So there's a lot of people missing from that list, though, right, to be fair.
And what's Phil Taylor do? What was he?
He was the darts player.
Oh, he wasn't a horse, no.
No.
I'm sick of a sea biscuit.
That's the point, sisters. I'm so excited. 23 minutes to 8 o'clock here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Welcome along if you're just joining us. Hitbit on the way for €570. That's what we're playing for today. Just let us know if you want to play. 087-188-0008. Magic Mike is in his Lucan Glass house.
He is, yeah. Hiding out.
He's hanging out there, but he can get in touch. He'll be on to you, let you know if you get the opportunity to play with us this morning for that €570. ClassicHits.ie, of course, the place to start. Now, we did say earlier on, if you're with us early this morning, you know we have a go at the old celebrity birthdays, one of whom happened to be Sir Elton John today.
Sir Elton John. And
I've forgotten how old he was. 73, wasn't
it? Oh, I can't remember, actually. I'll be honest with you. Like, do you know why I can't remember? I've never really hidden it. I love the music.
Yeah.
But Mr. Elton John himself, he's always come across as a bit of a stroppy little sort of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
He's
a bit of a diva, to be
very
fair.
Very famous for his tantrums. And in the last few months, we've covered stories of him shouting at bouncers and slamming his Gucci bag onto the tarmac after he got off his own jet in humour. God knows what that was about. Remember, even in the story, his manservant was referred to. Remember? Yeah. His manservant.
His lackey.
Yeah, his lackey and manservant had to sweep up his Gucci bag.
And like I say, there was that show a few years back, Tantrums and Tiaras or whatever, or Tiaras and Tantrums.
And Rocket Man, of course, the movie was out.
Yeah. But I mean, even in that, like, he came across, I'm surprised that that went to air, because he came across then as a...
a bit of a stroppy sort.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, you'd imagine somebody like him, a demand to have editorial control over it.
He
wouldn't want people seeing that side of him, but he doesn't seem to care.
Doesn't seem to give a toss, not a toss at all. And I don't know if Magic Mike is a fan of Elton John or not, but he sent us on a list of things to try and get us more interested in Elton John on his birthday.
Right.
Some of his achievements in life, or as such a thing. So I knew he was a big fan of Watford Football Club.
Yeah, he was chairman for a while, wasn't he?
And he's still honorary president. He's honorary president of the club, and I have a stand in the ground named after him. And I didn't know that now.
Yeah.
You know, so the Elton John stand.
I wonder, does he pump a few quid in?
I don't know. Again, I don't want to judge the man too harshly, but I don't think he sounds like an ungenerous sort of man.
You don't think he's very generous?
Altruistic sort of... But what do I know? I don't know, Anton.
I believe he's adored, though, by the Watford fans.
Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah.
He was probably there when times were hard. Times are better for Watford at the moment, but he was probably there through the...
Yeah, I suppose. Well, if you're a Watford fan, you have to sort of be a glutton for punishment most of the time, you know. That sort of goes with the territory. But, his son,
tell us something we don't know.
Right, so he's shared his last ever... John Lennon's last ever live stage performance was with Elton John.
All right.
That's a pretty big one, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Pretty big
John
deal.
Lennon, the last person to play alongside him live on stage.
They were in Madison Square Garden, and it was Thanksgiving in the States in 1974. And the story apparently goes that when John got the piano for Lennon's single, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, the singer said that if Lennon's hit number one, he'd then join him on stage. And they play and do the song together. And they did, yeah. So that was, yeah. I mean, that's kind of a titbit more than an achievement. But, you know, I'm trying to
You're a hard man to impress, PJ. You really are.
He once got a present from Freddie Mercury from Beyond the Grave, apparently.
From Beyond the Grave?
Beyond the Grave, yeah. Obviously, he sent it to Elton and then he died. So the frontman of Queen, obviously Freddie Mercury, they were great buddies. And apparently they used to call each other Sharon and Melina. Right?
Okay, yeah.
Elton John being Sharon. God knows what that's about. So a month after Freddie Mercury's death, this pillowcase arrived to Sharon's house, we'll call Elton for the sake of the story. And he opened it up. There was a painting by one of Elton John's favourite artists called Henry Scott. And written on the back of the painting was... Dear Sharon, I thought you'd like this. Love, Melina.
Oh my God, that's kind of cool.
That is a bit of a
mad one. That's
kind
of cool. Now, to
it
be
is,
fair,
it is. Like, he also has the record.
See, that's the thing about him, because he's been around so long and been so successful for so long. I mean, he quite literally must know personally
everybody,
just everybody,
everybody in the business,
absolutely.
And they all have
the board.
Those nicknames for each other and all.
Yeah,
I'm going to call you Sharon from now on. See how long it lasts.
Okay, what will I call you?
You may, that's up to you. You can decide. Actually, no, I prefer when it's just Silverback and Idiot. I'm happy with that. So, Elton John, he also holds the record for the world's biggest selling single, which you'll know is Candle in the Wind.
Oh, yeah,
remember
when
that came out? 33 million units.
Now, was that the original one or the rewritten one for Diana?
The rewritten one.
Right.
Yeah, for Diana, yeah, it was the one. And 33 million units in 1997. And it still, to date, has the biggest selling units than anything else since
the history
of the charts.
Bigger than Band-Aid and everything.
Bigger than all of them, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, bigger than all of them. He's done over 3,500 live gigs, it says. Sure, that's probably just in his farewell tour alone. Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that's a huge achievement. He's been at it for 50 years. Yeah. And then his farewell tour is 3 years long or something.
Yeah.
I know, I'm going against the spirit of this. My favourite fact about Elton John is this, though. He went to Russia in 1979, right? He was one of the first Western artists to perform he did in all the Soviet Union.
He did all that Nikita stuff and all that, didn't he? Remember that song?
All of that, right? So he goes there, and it made history in more ways than one. So he went there, right? And I never knew this. But for a lot of the members of the audience, that was the first time they ever saw a Westerner in the flesh, right?
Wow.
So they would see on TV, they would see just communist television, you know, telling them this is what it's like and blah, blah, blah. That was the first time they ever saw one up close. And they taught everybody in the West dressed like Elton John.
In platform shoes and huge glasses.
And
glittering coats.
Yeah. So throughout the early 80s, they tried to replicate it themselves. And it became a fashion trend. So they had all these people walking around in Moscow and St. Petersburg and all that in the early 80s. And they were trying to copy his wardrobe. Mad, gaudy luxury industry was born as a result. You can only imagine them with their glitter tracksuits and the whole lot.
Yeah.
Wandering street
wearing
to street.
Tiaras. That's incredible. Yeah. Imagine him being your representative. If there was ever an alien invasion, you sell to Elton John out as a representative of the people.
And one thing, you look at him over here and you go, jeepers, how does he get away with looking like that? He looks like an absolute spared, mad diva. And then over there they were like, so that is how you look snappy.
Classic hits. And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Oh, wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah, well, you know what I mean, mixing it up for the L Wednesday.
I'm impressed you hit the note.
I'm a big fan of Wednesdays, Jim, as you know. The hit bit is €570 this morning. All the wrong answers on classichits.ie if you ever want to have a look. Because, of course, we've changed it around a little bit. Between half one and 2 o'clock, you can get another go at Niall Boylan at the moment. Unless we give it away this morning. So Damien is going to have a go first. And before we do that too, here's what it sounds like. Now, how are you, Damien?
How are you doing, PJ?
Not too bad, Damien. How are you getting on today? What part of the country are you in?
I'm in Dublin.
You're in Dublin, yeah? What's your plans for the day?
Just sit at home, quarantine myself.
Good man yourself, yeah.
That's it. Stay safe there, Damien. Stay safe.
Oh, we have to do that.
I know. Sure, it's like our national service now, Damien, isn't it?
It is, yeah. National conscription. We all have to stay indoors.
I know, yeah. It's better than being sent to a war.
I was just going to say, when it comes to serving your country, staying in your house, watching the telly, having a cup of tea, it's not the worst thing you could be asked to do.
Not the worst thing, thankfully. So let's all
do that well. You
exactly.
Go to war well.
Yeah. Right, so Damien, £570. What do you think, man?
Well, lads, I've had this song go round and round in my head for a little bit, and then I struck gold.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to stay true to my choice and go with Fandu Ballet, Through the Barricade.
Right, okay. This is
a man who's sticking to his convictions. Mike, what have you got for us?
Damien, you haven't won the gold, but always believe.
There you go.
Oh, come here, can we just
a little bit highly strung here, wasn't
it? Yeah. Just a round of applause between the two of them. We got 5 puns in 30 seconds.
Wow.
That's not bad going.
That's impressive.
It's all to do with your instincts in that.
Hey, look, Damien's on fire here.
Ah, yeah,
he's making a bid for the gig.
I know. Damien,
taking your job, Mike. Goodbye.
You can have it.
Take it away,
see Damien.
Damien. Stay safe,
cheers,
man.
Lads.
Good luck. Cheers.
Bye bye.
There's a man. Lads are out of work or not allowed to go to work when they're at home making up puns.
Absolutely. He's had time to prepare those. Yeah. Good stuff.
Right, so Kelly, how are you getting on?
Hey, PJ.
Not bad at all. Kelly, how are you getting on? Where are you this morning?
Grant, I'm just outside a client's house. I just started work yesterday.
Oh my god,
you only started work yesterday. Wow.
Yeah. I'm doing home care.
Oh my god, what a lovely non-stressful time to start a new job.
I know, I'll often remember when I started my job in the middle of a crisis.
Oh jeepers, my god. That's mad.
But fair play to you doing home care, my god, that'll be vital at the moment.
How's it going for you so far?
I actually really like it. It was the fourth day yesterday, so I'm just starting now. Today at 8.
At 8, right.
And if she wins this money, she's going to resign.
Yeah.
I won't be getting paid for another couple of weeks. So I'll get the money.
It's needed. God. It's needed,
yeah.
Michael.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Needed.
Kelly, let's do what we can for you. Have a go.
Yeah. Is it Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA?
Born in the USA.
Crack and chill, Michael.
Yeah.
Right, lads, let me just check with the boss here. Oh, it's wrong, unfortunately.
You heartless, you heartless ape. That's what you are,
lads. I think it's fair to say I'm on fire, but anyway, carry on.
Oh God. He's jealous now of Damien in the first one.
Damien's out there getting his back up. Listen, Kelly, well done you on doing the home care. Have a great day. Take care of yourself.
Can I just say hello to my sister Gillian and my brother Paul?
Yeah, what's it? Gillian and Paul.
Gillian and Paul,
they're listening
at the moment.
Brilliant. Morning, folks. How are you?
Thanks a million.
Thank you, Kelly.
Take care, Kelly. Bye. Cheers. Bye bye. Right, there you go. Michael's back in action now with the old puns.
I know, yeah. I think
it's worth a treat.
Damien, our pun champion. Kelly, our humanitarian champion this morning. Have to say, great gang on.
Good stuff. And of course, as PJ mentioned, it's Niall Boylan who'll give you another chance to play the hit bit about 1:30 this afternoon. You can play for that €570.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Elton John, I'm Still Standing, the birthday boy. 73, Sir Elton John is today. We were just going through some little trivia stuff about Elton John, some of the facts about Elton John, this being his birthday and stuff. Actually, somebody texts in, James texts in to say that Elton famously helped Eminem and Michael Jackson with recovery at one stage.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Now, according to James on the old WhatsApp today.
Gee, okay, I'm going to have to stop giving out about Elton John.
No, you're allowed.
I'm going to have to start biting my tongue when it comes to
I think
Jim.
He enjoys it. Just a quick happy birthday as well. Matty is 11 today, loves the show. It'd be great if you could wish him a happy birthday from Mum, Dad and his sister Amelia. So, Matty, happy birthday to you. Right now, we're gonna delve into one of PJ's favourite subjects. Fashion.
Yeah.
Nobody loves a good animal print like our PJ Gallagher, I tell you.
Only if it's on me jocks. That's the only way I like my animal print.
I don't know. Come on, you got a jumper with swans on it. You famously got the horse.
I actually can't find me swan jumper. I'm very disappointed. I don't know where
it is. You've got your big Kenzo tiger.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I do.
You're
like animals.
You're fond of an animal print.
I'm fond of an old animal, but I want to just say this because as of yesterday again, even more people now working from home or in the house, and we're all being advised by a stylist to say, listen, it's still better for your mental health if you jump out of bed and get dressed for your work. So instead of just lounging around in your pajamas or throwing on an old tracksuit bottoms with an old hole in it that might have holes from cigarettes or whatever you'd be at. All over them. Do you know that
right,
kind of way?
Yeah.
And I remember.
So there's no need to let yourself go.
It's actually good for your mental health and your physical health to get up and get have a shower and get changed.
Make a bit of an effort. Feel like you're going to work, even if all you're doing is walking into your kitchen.
Do you remember we years ago did this thing on the show and it was called PJ paralysis, and it was how to fight PJ paralysis. Do you remember that?
I'm going to go. No.
Well, let me remind you, because what it was about, really, right?
Yeah.
Was people who are in hospital and they try and encourage them, even though you feel like you don't have to, is to get out of bed, have a shower, get changed into your normal clothes. And it's really good for your health and to keep you moving. And
for people in hospital, really?
Yeah, that's
a good idea, yeah.
Really good for you to keep you active and moving and to keep you a positive outlook on things and the whole lot. And they're saying it's the same now during this, during the emergency, as Leo referred to it last night.
The emergency.
To keep doing the same. So instead, now, listen. You don't have to get into a three-piece suit or anything like that.
That would be amazing.
You don't have to go all out.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah, no one's saying crawl out of bed at 7 to sit in your front room with a shirt and tie all done up to the nines and, you know.
Yeah.
But they're saying, I know, it would be mad, white gloves and everything. And then it turns out it's a telephone centre. Hello! Would you be interested in some cleaning products?
That would be interesting, actually, yeah. If the job that you had, you know, if there was a very specific kind of uniform, but you weren't actually going to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if you did have to dress as a, I don't know.
What would you?
As a chef or something.
Chefs working from home. Just making their breakfast, putting on a bit of toast. In all the gear.
Yeah.
But apparently it's very good for us. And the routine is very important that we try and keep this sort of work mode routine and all of that. She's a stylist called Susie. Susie Hassler is her name. Apparently that's a very famous name in the name of styling and all of that. And she's saying, look, it's grand. On a day off, we all do it, right? We jump into our casual clothes. I can't go into the house without jumping out of my jeans. I can't do it.
Without getting out of your... You regard your jeans as formal wear, do you?
Yeah.
All right.
I do. Jim, I get into the house, right? I undo me jeans and I jump, right? My heels are on the ground before my belt buckle hits the floor. That's how quick I get out of my jeans.
Really? You find jeans uncomfortable?
Yeah, well, what are you trying to prove?
I'm only asking. I'm just curious.
Jeans.
So you'd be the full. You'd be the full Texas tuxedo. Yeah, that'd be like. But I'm putting on me good stuff.
Yeah,
the jeans are going on.
Like to refer to it as the Canadian tuxedo, but fair enough. Yeah. Oh no, jeans off. As soon as I get into the gaff, jeans off.
And what are you into? Tracksuit bottoms.
If I was living on my own, there'd be just I'd be walking around wearing nothing but t-shirt and socks now, if I'm quite honest with you.
What? Oh, you know, I still don't fully understand that.
What do you mean?
Why do you need to wear a t-shirt and socks and nothing else?
Because that's the ultimate in comfort. Like, that's the ultimate in comfort.
So you need something on your top and something on your feet, but nothing on your nether regions.
That's how you do it.
Right.
Hot and cold.
Why do you need the something on the top and the feet then?
I don't know. I didn't make the rules. I'm just telling you how it feels comfortable.
They're only your rules.
They're not my rules. It's the rules of nature. Try it. You'll see it yourself. It's the rules of nature.
Well, I'm just saying, why not go full, you know, en flagrante
no,
or whatever. Why not go the full kind of thing, you
don't
know?
Be disgraced. Then you're in your nip. That's disgusting. Can't do that. Walk around the house in your nip.
How could I have even thought of it?
At least, Jeeva, I mean, this is about dressing up to do things. Yes.
My God, man, cover your shoulders.
Actually, now...
cover up those toes. Jeepers, tonight somebody might come in.
Actually, now it just shows that if I was working from home, you know, sitting there, somebody would be looking at me on the screen, I'd have a shirt and tie, the hair would be done, I'd be there perfectly, I'd have the watch on and the gloves and the whole lot.
And then, God forbid, if you had to stand up.
And then I stand up and it's
nice. Oh, my God!
So what in the name of God? It's the ultimate in comfort, didn't you know?
Yes, don't be so ridiculous. I have my shoes on, for God's sake.
Could you stand up there for a minute? One second, I'll just take a sock off and place it appropriately to protect my decency.
Yeah.
But I was actually trying to make a serious point, and here we are now talking about me wearing nothing but a top half of a suit and a sock on myself.
Yes. You're going to need a larger mouse, I'm afraid.
So they say as well, if you do get loungewear, it's nice to have sort of nice loungewear. So instead
posh tracksuit.
Posh tracksuit, yeah. So
right.
Don't wear your
cleaning one.
Yeah. So you have your sort of, this is now my sort of, your fashion tracksuit, which is just as comfortable for the house. And don't underestimate the power of a white t-shirt. She says if you stick on a white t-shirt, and now a good one, not one with holes and yellow stains and all, you know, then we all have one of them. Not one of them.
You're painting one.
Yeah, or you're putting out the bins in a rush one or whatever. No, not one of them.
Right.
But apparently wearing just a nice white t-shirt in the house, if it's good and clean and sort of newish or whatever, is very good.
Very
fresh. Makes you feel fresh and clean and all of these things.
Good stuff.
Yeah. So there you go. Next time it's just socks and a t-shirt, I'll be looking spiffing. And
but it's fine, as long as it's white.
Bright white. I'll even stick a tie and all around it.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
PJ walking around in nothing but a t-shirt and a pair of socks. Oi, to be fair to him, he's in his formal wear.
I mean,
he's wearing his good white one.
I do think this working from home might suit me, Jim.
Yeah, it's Brittany and Baby One More Time here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 19 minutes past 8 o'clock. Welcome along if you're just joining us, folks. By the way, we've got a bit of an announcement on the way at 9 o'clock this morning. Nothing health-related or anything like that. It's not governmental or it's not, you know, anything like that. It's just us.
Just us, yeah.
Yeah, our little announcement on the way at 9 o'clock. The second of the big announcements today, the first being earlier on, we revealed to the nation that Magic Mike has shaved his beard off.
Unbelievable.
That
I think
came
he looks
as a
great.
Shock.
I think he looks great. You I know there's debate on it, but I think he looks much better.
Yeah, he looks about four. You know.
Which is better.
Absolutely.
I mean?
Look, if you can...
He's knocking
you can
on the,
maintain your youth.
He's not far from knocking on the door of no longer a spring chicken like us.
I tell you. So you can check it out. I think he popped it up on our social media, so you can check out the before and after of Magic Mike, beard and no beard. Literally, it's like looking at a boy and his father.
It is, yeah. It is, isn't it, yeah?
So that was a big one today, and then we've got another little announcement to make at 9 o'clock this morning. But thanks a million for all of the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008, if you want to give us a shout. A couple of interesting ones, absolutely brilliant. People have now realised and decided what your look is, PJ.
Oh, yeah?
You know the way you've been describing? The way you walk around?
Well, I may have got into it.
Look,
yeah.
It's happened. People have realised that it is the Winnie the Pooh look.
Oh, my God, yeah.
It is literally the Winnie the Pooh look. It is a t-shirt on top with nothing underneath.
Yeah, now I
which
don't.
Means that I now am officially entitled to call you PJ the Pooh.
PJ the Pooh. I kind of like that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I can
so
live
now
with that.
So now I'm working with PJ the Pooh. She says, that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I can live with that.
That is your look. That is your...
What does that make you then, in the grand scheme? Are you...
Elegant. Sophisticated.
I was thinking of a character from the Winnie the Pooh books.
Yeah. It's going to be something abusive, isn't it? Like Eeyore.
Oh, that's it. The old depressed donkey. That's a good one. That's a good one.
PJ the Pooh. And a donkey with an inferiority complex.
Yeah.
By the way, Barry wants to know, is it still okay for him to keep putting on his three-piece suit to play Championship Manager on PlayStation?
Okay, I see no reason why not. We can do whatever you want now. And I'd
absolutely.
Say, and that definitely falls into the getting dressed up to do whatever you want to do. So, yeah, absolutely.
Why not? Sounds like a plan to me. Anyway, listen, still to come, of course, before 9 o'clock, we do have it around at the Breakfast Table Quiz. It's a very special Breakfast Table Quiz at the moment. It is the All-Ireland Championship in the Breakfast Table Quiz. At the moment, Meath, with a score of 9 yesterday, are top of the table. So we need somebody. We already had Dublin. On day one, so we need somewhere other than Dublin and Meath. So if you want to represent your county.
Yeah, like Jim said yesterday, you don't have to be in your county, you just have to be from it. Give us a shout, 087-188-0008. Send us a WhatsApp there. We'll get you on and try and get you to be our All-Ireland Breakfast Table Quiz Champion of the Week.
Yeah, Maloko, sing it back here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with BJ and Jim, 29 minutes past 8 o'clock. We've got to give a shout out to Aaron Holmes, who sent us in a magnificent photograph. It's a comparison of our Magic Mike now, beardless Magic Mike as he is, right?
Yeah, with his new shave and new, like, the head of a child that he has.
Yeah, and they've put it side by side with the cartoon character Fireman Sam.
I know, it's brilliant. It's absolutely fantastic.
It's, I honestly...
He's a ringer,
they are literally...
A ringer.
It's the same person.
I know.
It is the same person.
It just looks like he's had a shower in one and not in the other. That's all it looks like.
He's wearing his uniform in one and not in the other. That's what it is. It's absolutely brilliant. We're going to see if we can find a way of getting it up on our social media.
I bet he's not wearing jocks either.
And we were saying it to Mike. Are you there, Michael?
No, I am here, lads.
Yeah, good. Right, Michael's in his glass house in Lucan. It's not the only cartoon character you've been compared to, is it?
No, I've had Ryder from Paw Patrol. Not too sure if you're familiar with him.
No, no one on
and
me.
Then I've also had, there's a little kid cartoon called Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron, I remember that.
I don't remember him at all.
Jimmy, you're Jimmy. It's the quiff. That's what gets you on the Jimmy Neutron.
So, I think that's what it is, yeah. And I've had a few bits of abuse, lads, but I'm man enough to take it.
I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Magic Mike Jr. there in his little establishment in Lucan, keeping things going. Cheers, Mike. So you can check it out on our social media, by the way, 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout this morning. Stevie Wonder's Part-Time Lover here at Classic Hits. Almost 22 minutes to 9 o'clock. We got our little announcement on the way from 9 this morning. Of course, the other side of 9, we'll have some CSI if you know that. And we've got the Breakfast Table Quiz, the All-Ireland Championship of the Breakfast Table Quiz happening before that. Still time to get involved. If you can represent any county at all other than Dublin and Meath, who have already played, 087-188-0008. Right, a lot of celebrities have been getting involved in the, what did you call it earlier, the emergency.
It's the, well, that's what Leo referred to it twice as last night, was the emergency, didn't he?
Yeah, the crisis that's going on at the moment, of course. And people have been, I mean, there's the famous clip doing the rounds of Conor McGregor.
Oh, he's such a stupid...
I thought you'd enjoy that.
Asshole.
It was a very, it was arousing, it was one of those... you know, today will be our Independence Day type speeches.
I know, yeah. We should stop listening to experts and start listening to convicted scumbags.
It's not like, yeah, say what you mean, PJ.
Okay, he's not convicted of anything.
Don't be sitting on the fence, whatever you do.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
Well, a lot, and you get all these celebrities, they've been singing songs from their various mansions and stuff like that. But I think, I mean, you know something's really serious when this lad gets involved.
Yeah. I mean,
basically when the Pope of Ireland gets involved,
yeah. But Daniel O'Donnell, the man himself, he's after coming out and encouraging us all to do the right thing, which is, well, look, what? How can I put words in Daniel O'Donnell's mouth? What can I do? But Daniel O'Donnell needs to say it himself.
Hi there, this is Daniel O'Donnell here with a message for all of the young people of Ireland. I have noticed in the news that many young people are really not taking any heed of the direction we're getting from the government or the health officials, and some are still gathering, you know, without keeping the proper distance. It is so important that we heed what we're being told. And keep your distance. Even if you have to self-isolate for the next wee while, it'll be worth it. If not for yourself, for all of the people of this country. We'll save lives if we do what we're told. Now, I'm sending this message to all the young people because I know on the QT, you're all listening to my music. Hey, folks, please do what you can and do what you're told. If we all do it, then it'll make such a difference. Stay safe and God bless.
Isn't that unbelievable?
There you go. The young people, I tell you something, play that to a teenager.
You know,
and that'll be the end of the gatherings.
I know on the QT you're all listening to the music.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He knows the deal. He knows the deal. We're all
Daniel's great. Daniel's great.
I love Daniel.
Fantastic. So yeah, I thought it was amazing that he specifically highlighted the young people. That's fantastic.
Yeah, I know.
And I think parents everywhere should play that to their teenagers.
It's fantastic.
There you go. Daniel has said it.
Daniel has spoked. He has spoken. He hasn't even spoken. He has spoken like he's a true hero. So he is.
That'll get through.
Daniel O'Donnell is he's the gift that keeps on giving when it comes to Ireland. He really is the type of person that's just out there trying to lift us up.
Yeah.
Lift up our mood all the time. I'm delighted. He's a national treasure.
Must be tough for Daniel to be self-isolating though. You know, if he is, or staying at home, or whatever he happens to be doing.
I know, yeah.
Because the amount of people to be calling around for a cup of tea.
I know, and he's not the type of person that have a tendency to, I don't know, throw things through windows or give people digs in the head when they're...
Yeah, he'd be too nice.
He's too nice. He doesn't do any of those things. You know, he's just out there trying to make people happy all the time.
I'd say he probably had to set up a special conveyor belt of... You know, to put the tea on.
Can you imagine? I'd say he opens...
Send it down the garden.
I'd say he opens his window and door every morning and there's like 1,000 cups of tea lined up all the way down the street that he can pick up and have a taste of. And he deserves every one of them.
Yeah, proper
every
order
cup of tea in
so
Ireland.
There you go. As PJ said, Daniel has spoked. So let that be a lesson to you. Take that and bring that to your teenagers and your non-socially distancing friends.
Oh, jeepers.
Tell them they'll have the wrath of Daniel to deal with if they don't cop on.
I tell you, I'm still struggling to find the problem with the social distancing thing. I have to say, it's kind of, you know...
Of course you're not having a problem with it. It was your life before there was ever a crisis.
That's true, yeah.
We've established that your normal life is what everybody else regards as quarantine.
I know. And nobody has ever known how much Daniel O'Donnell music I've been listening to up until this date.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next dog gets the award. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. CKES.ie.
Right, here we go. It's round three of the All-Ireland Championship on the Breakfast Table Quiz. So far, we've had Dublin play, we've had Meath play, and Meath are top of the table at the moment. Michelle Slevin represented Meath, got a score of 9 yesterday. So
she
who's
did.
Next?
Yeah, she was flying there, so 10 is what we're looking for, and it's going to be Galway coming into it today. Paul Reid is going to have a go. How are you, Paul?
Morning, PJ. How are you keeping?
Not so bad, Paul. How are you getting on?
Just trying to stay out of the rain now at the minute, PJ.
Oh, right. Is it raining out there? God, where are you actually... Are you actually in Galway at the moment, or where are you?
I'm actually in Galway, yeah.
Right, okay. Ah, that's just what we need now. Rain on top of everything else. Cheers us all up a bit.
Right, listen, Paul. The good news is that 9 isn't the highest score in the world we've ever had, so that's what you're going to have to beat to put Galway top of the table. How are you feeling about that?
Shall we give it a go?
Absolutely. Do you play along the quiz normally? Are you any good at the
old
quizzes?
I play sort of most mornings when I'm driving the bus, but averagely I would get 8 or 9, but... It's totally different when you're on the phone.
You never know. Listen, the pride of your county rests squarely on your shoulders, Paul. You ready?
Oh, God, help them all.
Yeah.
Are you ready to do it?
Let's go.
Okay, you ready, PJ?
Are you ready? I think so.
Best of luck, Paul. Here we go.
The African and the Asian are two main forms of what mammal?
Elephant.
Yeah, what is the innermost colour of a rainbow?
Pink.
Violet. Which planet is known as the red planet?
Mars.
Golden Gate Bridge is in what country?
America.
What F is the word meaning to cut down a tree?
Fell.
In anatomy, the digit of a foot is more commonly known as what?
Fell.
It's a toe. Which actor played the lead role of the Mariner in the film Waterworld?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah, in motor transport, what do the initials SUV stand for?
Specialised utility vehicle.
No, it's sports utility vehicle. The sports car company Lamborghini was founded in what European country?
Italy.
Which four-letter word is the opposite of dusk?
Dawn.
What year comes before 99 BC?
98.
Not 100. Which pea is made by roasting dried corn kernels in oil?
Popcorn.
What is haddock?
Fish.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done. Right, okay. Fish coming in at the end. Was it good enough to put you in the lead?
No.
It's great to see Paul laughing at himself halfway through the quiz.
You've got to laugh.
You can't laugh at yourself, or can you laugh at
it? In fairness, right, the BC years always catch me out as well, because to go back...
Yeah, it's like doing that thing with minus numbers. Yeah. Isn't it? It's weird like that. Yeah. Right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh, yes.
Ah, enough.
Unbelievable. Now, as PJ famously says, of course, we don't do draws.
No, because we can't.
But we should have, technically, we could in this, because we're changing the rules a little bit. We could have a playoff at the end, maybe. I mean, technically, Paul could be getting Galway in via the back door.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Anyway, listen, Paul, a score of 9 is very respectable. Well done, man.
Lads, could you say hello to my 2 girls and my wife listening at home in Loughrea?
Absolutely.
Yeah, what's their names?
Saoirse Niemer, and my wife is working from home, Hillary.
Yeah, excellent. Great stuff. No worries. Stuff.
No problem at all. Thanks. Listen, Paul, well played. Have a good day, man.
Keep smiling. Cheers.
And you, Paul. Take care,
bye. The Breakfast Table Quiz.